TJ looks fine. Yep, we're getting better. Please don't ask me any questions about the lineup. So let's just – I'm not getting to that. That's what the week's for. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Everybody's getting healthy.
What happened with McMillan, Mike?
Back. So just didn't want to take any chances with him. But I think he'll probably practice tomorrow. I'll be surprised, just based on my conversation with him.
Did going early today have something to do with the Sunday night game, or was there something else?
No, it's due to our media obligations. We were kind of cutting it close. We wanted to make sure that they had enough time for you guys in the locker room. It's the truth. I didn't want to move the day back. We're in our winter schedule. We were practicing a little. It was getting a little tight. So we felt that we were able to move the meetings up and start practice up a little earlier.
So you can do this next couple weeks until you
correct. This will be like this the rest of the year.
Be able to do everything so far this week that you wanted to do in practice, not having to make any concessions to injuries since you've gotten a few guys back. Did you have to cut anything out this week? Have you been able to do everything you
want? We're still cut back. Our practice schedule, really, this will be the third week in a row that we followed us, but also we're coming off a game, a Sunday night game. So that's part of the factoring in our schedule tomorrow will reflect be similar to last week's.
Mike, you've talked in here in the past about guys being available and how important that is. In terms of Mike Neal coming back this week, does that say something to you as a coaching staff or when you look at a guy that's available when you didn't think he would be?
Oh, definitely. I'm not, Mike's exam and just talking with Mike yesterday at the practice and then watching him some today, everybody wants to play in the game, but going through the exam, is a lot different than getting down there and doing functional football work. So he felt that he needed to try to practice yesterday, which was not the plan by the medical staff. And then, once he got through it, he felt a lot better. So, but I thought he looked good today. I'll be curious to see what his examination looks like tomorrow.
Like you guys, under you have been really good on the road. I know this year you've lost three games, one that maybe gets the asterisk on it. What do you look at your three losses in any way and see anything that you need to alter for your last two games, or they're all independent? It doesn't really matter.
Well, when I look at scheduling and preparation, I think everybody wants to have a sense of consistency and to be in a rhythm. That's why we leave the same time every day. I mean, we're so fortunate, and obviously to be in Green Bay, but our division games are, I mean, this is the best division in football, not only based on what goes on the field, but for travel. I mean, it's just, every flight's an hour away. So it gives you a chance to stay on routine. Our routine for home games and away games is very similar. If you take out the transportation aspect of it, and with it being convenient, it doesn't really factor. So I know our players like our schedule. It keeps them in the flow, and I think it helps. I think it's human nature.